This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Sitting on a bumblebee. Ouch, I can't imagine myself sitting on a bumblebee. But sometimes we do sit on bumblebees. Unforgiveness hurts us more than those we wish to hurt. A little boy once writhing in agony while sitting on a park bench. A man walking by asked what was wrong. The boy answered, "I'm sitting on a bumblebee." The man said, "Then why don't you get up, little boy?" And then the boy responded, "Because I figure that I am hurting him more than he is hurting me." True healing, friend, begins the moment we choose to not inflict pain on those who hurt us. And this is very true. I may have been a victim to past ill treatment, but if I remain a victim, I am now a willing volunteer. I may have experienced injustice and hurt, but God is able to transform all things for my good. This is why I choose not to sit on bumblebees. Read Romans chapter 12, verses 19 through to 21. Romans chapter 12, verses 19 through to 21. Don't waste your time to hurt those who hurt you, because in the end, you allow them to hurt you. Stop sitting on the bumblebee. Written by Samuel Cranton Pippin, I am Belle Dollarville.
Dear listener, please relax as we bring to you the concluding part of the discussion on the topic, cervical cancer.
You are welcome to A Healthy You. Today we are glad to come your way once again to come and do discussions on a topic that we know you are very much interested in, that is cervical cancer. And to do this discussion, we have Dr. Dorothea Adofu-Kisi, who is a medical officer, and then Dr. Kojo Frimpong, a medical doctor as well. Lady and gentlemen, you are welcome.
Thank you very much.
Doctor, you have... what research or clinical trials information are available for cervical cancer patients? You talked about the vaccination for young adults and even adolescents, but what about if there's any other information for sufferers with regards to maybe clinical trials that are in the system?
No, what we have, the vaccine that we have, there are even two forms. One is quadrivalent, what is that, Gardasil. That is the one in the market now for both males and females. Mm-hmm. There is another one called bivalent one, that is for only females. Yeah, but the one, the quadrivalent one, is even good for to prevent anal cancers and vagina or genital warts as well.
Okay.
So these are ongoing clinical trials and is proven to be very effective.
And this one is to prevent it. It's not when you have the disease already.
Yes.
Okay. So does it mean that if someone doesn't have the disease but it's an adult, the person can opt for that vaccination?
For now, there is even a new that you can get it even within 3 years of sexual intercourse.
Oh, okay.
Within 3 years of being sexually active, you can even get it.
Get the vaccination.
Get the vaccine. But we prefer.
When you don't.
Now we are talking about it, people are listening. Mm-hmm. It's better to get it before you are sexually active. And if you are sexually active today, you've had it for whatever number of years, you still have the chance to go for the screening. Screening has become the standard now for everybody, because I don't think everybody can get the vaccine. But after the screening is there, go to the clinic, see your gynecologist. They have everything. The government and WHO, they've spent a lot of money. And I don't think they even charge. I think it's free if you go to the government hospitals and clinics. They will do it for you. And even if they are supposed to charge you, it will be
minimal
fee. Okay. It will save you.
Okay. So, what can be done to help those who are already suffering from cervical cancer, Dr. Kisi?
Yes, apart from the medical care, they really need a psychological support, both at home and when they go to the hospital, because oncology has is a special department on its own. They take care of the cases. They use radiation therapy. They use drugs. That's chemotherapy. And then they use some surgery, yes, because they have the protocols and they know after examination and all the diagnosis, everything, diagnosis, and then after informing you about the kind of management they have to offer you. I think this one is not like you have to choose, and then they follow the management. They have to inform you about what is appropriate for you. And then the things you are supposed to expect when they start the management. Because you don't want to start losing something and then you say that it is the drug. It is the drug, but with time, you are going to improve. And that one will save your life.
Okay.
Yes. So psychosocial support is very important. And then even after getting the disease, the cancer, you have to stop all the more... If one developed it from this frequent coitus with multiple partners, all those things have to cease. And then you continue with your therapy.
Okay.
In and out. Okay. OPD. If you need admission, you'll be admitted.
Okay. Okay. Dr. Frimpong, your last words. Our time is up.
She rightly said, once you get it, well, it will be defined what stage in which you are. And the doctors are going to decide what management or what treatment modality is good for you. And like she said, you need the family support.
Okay.
For example, if it is in the advanced stages, you need the support from your family, your community, your church members, wherever we can get the support for you to accept so that you don't get into the denial stage. And I think that is yes, because even depression, stress, those one can even suppress your immune system so greatly. There are other people, when they get it, they can even live longer. Others are not so successful, are not so lucky, because they have no support.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dorothea and Dr. Kojo Frimpong. Thank you so much for coming. I wish we had more time to chat and chat on. Our listener, I believe you have benefited a lot from this discussion. We talked about cervical cancer. And please advise yourself. Stick to your partner. Stick to your spouse. And those who engaged in commercial sex activity, please, it will not help you. Pray God will help you, guide you to have the right vocation so that you would work, get money, and not suffer any health problems. Once again, thank you for tuning in. My name is Belle Dollar Bill, and before I leave, remember, stay focused on God. Let your mind be on His word all the time, because as the saying goes, mens sana in corpore sano, a sound mind in a sound body. See you next week, same time. Bye-bye.
Or contributions, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
She's waiting and watching, watching for you.
You are welcome to the Moment of Truth. This is your humble servant, Gideon Tai Adom, level 400, second semester student in the School of Theology and Missions. Today we are looking at the topic, what path are you taking? What path are you taking? And the quotation that we'll be using is taken from Psalm 25, verse 7. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for this hour. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory for who you are. We thank you for all that, Lord, you have done for us. Even as we are about to preach your word, I ask that, Lord, may you set me aside and speak through me to your people. Let your people hear your voice, but not me. Let them know you through your word in Jesus' name. Amen. As I said earlier, I saw our topic we are looking at is, what path are you taking? What path are you taking? Psalm 25, verse 7. Let's go. Open your Bibles with me. Let's listen to what David said. Remember not the sin of my youth and my rebellious ways. The Bible says that after David became a king of Israel, after David took over the mantle from Saul, the Bible says that for some time later, when the nation Israel was at war with their enemies on the battlefield, one day David just got up and he was roaming on top of his palace and he saw a woman bathing. And this woman happened to be the wife of Uriah. And David lusted after this woman. And he sent for this woman. And even as the messenger went and brought this woman to David, David took this woman to his bedroom and laid with her. And the Bible says that after some time later, the prophet Samuel came to David and spoke to him in Proverbs that, King, supposing someone has 100 sheep and one shepherd also has only one, and the one having 100 leaves all that he has and goes and kills the one who has the one sheep and takes over the sheep, what do you think must be done to that person? And the Bible says King David became so furious. And he said, who is this person? And this person does not deserve to live. And the Bible says that, and the prophet Nathan looked straight to David and said, David, you are the one I'm talking about. And immediately David remembered the affair that he had with Bathsheba, and how he also involved in the death of Uriah, when he sent Uriah with his own death warrant without knowing. So this made David so sad in his life, because he realized that the path that he had taken wasn't the right one. So therefore, he became so sad to the extent that he didn't know what to do again. And the Bible says, now David realized that he had sinned against the Lord. And per the quotation we read, you know, he made mention of, said, remember not my sin, the sins of my youth. At the time that he committed this sin, he was a youth. And he told him he can have all the pleasure that he wants. That is what we are today. In our youth, we think, as far as I'm youth, I can do whatever I want. You cannot intimidate me. What I like is what I do. No. No. You will do it today, but tomorrow, believe me, you'll regret deeply. David did it, and he thought it was fine. It was fun. But later when the rebuke came from the prophet, he realized that he had done something that was so bad before the sight of the Lord. So per this led him to write Psalm 51. Can we go there? Let's read Psalm 51. Let's listen to what David said here. Psalm 51. We are reading the entire verse. It says that, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth and sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the innermost place. Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sin and blot out my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence and take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will turn back to you. Save me from blood guilt, O God, the God who saves me. My tongue will sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. In your good pleasure, make Zion prosper. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then there will be righteous sacrifice. Whole burnt offerings to delight you. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. So David later came to understand that, oh, then I have to confess my sins before the Lord. And the Bible said he confessed his sins before the Lord, that the Lord should forgive him. So if there is any part we must choose today, there is a path that we must choose. And that path is the path that leads to eternal salvation. And that path is the path that will make us to see Christ face to face when he comes. There are two parts today in this world. The part of sin and the part of righteousness. So today, for me, I want to agree with David. That, Lord, remember not the sins of my youth and the rebellious ways of thy servant. So that when you speak, you will be proved right. But we know that whatsoever you desire from us has to do with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. So help us to walk with you. So today I present to you the path that leads to eternity. And that path can only be found in Jesus Christ. So if you agree with David, and if you surrender your life to Christ and live for Jesus Christ, then Jesus will be with you. The Lord bless you wherever you are and you are listening to me. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord grant unto you whatsoever you desire, so that you can choose him than whatsoever this word is given. Let us choose God beyond all other things, because in him we have eternal salvation. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for this hour. We ask that, Lord, whatsoever we have heard today from you, may we not just be listeners and deceive ourselves, but may we be doers of your word to the glory of your name. Take us and use us for your own glory. I bless you once again in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.